Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here tonight. Deborah, I guess I said my name very fast there. Good evening. It is November 15th, 22. So thank you so much for joining us. And those who are dialed in to listen and to receive ministry, praise God. Thank you for joining us. And we will be with you shortly. And also for those of you that are joining and listening online, may your ears be blessed and may your hearts receive the Spirit of the Lord and what the wisdom of God is speaking forth this evening. So let me pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. I just dedicate this evening to you, Father. In Jesus' name, God, may we grow in your spiritual wisdom, your understanding, and the knowledge of you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you built us up, Father God, that we are established in our faith in you, God, and we're being rooted and built up in you, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you teach us according to your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who brings all things into the light. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, wow. Let's settle in here. Well, I hope everyone is having a good week. Stay with me very fast. I just dialed in like 3 minutes ago. So praise the Lord for Tuesday night and the Spirit of God being with us. Well, hey, so tonight I want to just talk about a couple things here. And one is, where do I want to start here? I'm going to start in, so I need to get my highlighters so I know where I've been and where I'm going. Okay. All right, so let's go to Luke 24. And so kind of referencing this, I was looking at this, you know, and using it also for encouragement. I was praying for someone the other day and just stating, going through, and I know we've read this and you're familiar with the story of when Jesus was risen and then he was walking alongside the road on the road to Emmaus and talking to the disciples. And how he appeared to himself to the disciples and how they didn't recognize him. So, but what's interesting as I was reading it, which it very much parallels, you know, still in the book of Acts, and because Luke wrote the book of Acts, for those just a refresher that you, I'm sure you remember. And so a lot of things in the book of Luke kind of parallel with the book of Acts. And so because Jesus was risen in this, if you just read even the whole chapter of Luke 24, he's risen and then he's going to appear to the disciples. So let me read this here. And again, thank you, those of you that are calling in. If you do want ministry, please press 1 on your keypad at any time. It's best to do it when you first dial in, just as a heads up if you call on another evening or later for Pastor Randy to minister to you, because then it moves you up in the line. So if you listen for a little while and then press 1, I'm not sure. I mean, on my end, it doesn't show up that way. Like if you just dial in and then press 1, it seems to, I guess maybe it does keep you in order. Never mind. Correction needed. Never mind. Okay, so he had risen. Jesus risen. He was going to walk alongside to the road to Emmaus. Okay, and when the people were traveling, okay, and they were talking together about the things which had happened. So these men were actually on their way away from Jerusalem. So they were leaving that particular area. These two disciples, Simon and how do you say his name? Oh, my goodness. Cleophas. Anyways, they, so Jesus starts talking to them and having a conversation with them. And, you know, walking, why are you sad? And so he was saying, you're the only stranger in Jerusalem. Have you not known the things which had happened there in these days? Verse 18 now. And he said, well, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and the people. Hold on a second. Humble program here. And so, and now the chief priests and our rulers delivered him and to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today and the third day since these things happened, yes, and the certain woman of our company who arrived at the tomb earlier astonished us. 23. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it was just the woman had said, but him they did not see. Okay, so they were saying basically had to take the woman at her word. Then he said to them, O foolish ones of slow heart to believe in all that the prophets had spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them on the scriptures of the things concerning himself. So he began to explain or expound to them right there and explain. Okay, explained and expound on that. Where am I? That was verse 27. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, saying stay. So now he sat at the table with them, and he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. So their eyes were opened when he broke bread. I know you know this, okay? This is familiar. Their eyes were open when they broke bread, but yet when he was explaining things and expounding on the word of God to them, they still didn't know then who Jesus was. And then they said to one another, once their eyes were open, did not our hearts burn within us while he was talking with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So twice, it was like almost a testimony that, okay, both times, not only was he talking, but when he opened the scriptures to us, did not our hearts burn within us? So they rose up in that very hour to Jerusalem, and they found the 11, okay, and said the Lord had appeared to them, okay. And then he appeared a second time to the other disciples, and said, behold, you right, these are my hands and feet. We're still in chapter 24, and see that it is me. And I remember he asked for something to eat, a honeycomb and fish they gave him, and he ate it in their presence. And then he said to them, verse 44, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you. Here's the important part for us too, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, this is written and this is necessary for Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And they were witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Okay, find you there. So there's two things happening. When Jesus was with them, right, they were taught of the scriptures, they knew the scriptures, and then all of a sudden when they're walking in the incident of this highly unusual circumstance and, just a community event that caused chaos and turmoil and distress, and disheveled. They were disheveled in their understanding of what was happening. And they thought it was going to go down one way, right? They had one understanding of what he was teaching to them, and that he came to be the Messiah, and what that meant to them, and how that would be established. And how it really got played out was completely different than what they imagined. And I feel like where it parallels is that coming and approaching into the end times is we have the teaching, we have bits and pieces and actually a lot of understanding of what Jesus told us, but we don't know how it's going to get played out, right? We don't know that. And the community at large, especially when it's a big social event type of a thing, you know, culturally, socially, it plays havoc on it. It plays a role on us, right? We know that even from the pandemic. We can just parallel even some of this as a glimmer of what happened to us, what happened to you, what happened to us in the pandemic. Like, where were you and how did you sustain your spiritual connection with the Lord? You know, how much did the culture, how much did the news, how much influence did that have on you? Okay, this is just a good, you know, Geiger question, if you will, get the gravity of our faith and the, you know, and just paralleling it just to that one event, let alone a dominoing event, right? Okay, so I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just making a point. So in Luke 24, not even myself, right, this tethers my assurance as well, is that Christ, you know, even them walking away, just saying, hey, we don't understand. Let's just go back to where we live. We thought it was going to be like this. We're just going to have to leave Jerusalem and leave, you know, but they were true disciples. These people were true disciples because they're called disciples and they're called by name. That means other people in the community, Luke specifically wrote their names knowing other people would testify that they were believers in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus was walking with them the entire time, but they didn't see it. You know, just like Jesus, you know, in hindsight, was he with you when you went through the pandemic? You know, where was he? How did he make provision for you through your neighbors? You know, maybe you were the provision to your neighbor, you know, and just kind of ponder some of those things and make some of those puzzle pieces, put them together a little bit. But here's what the Lord was wanting to do for his disciples and how he's revealing himself not only to them in that time, but in his word to us today. Is that he wants our eyes to be open to see him. So I think these are things that we can be praying. He broke bread with them, and I know even learning here, as I'm sure you have, breaking bread with the Lord and asking for his revelation is something that we've learned here on Thursday nights, and which is very valid, very good to ask him, right? And so he's saying the words I've spoken. And this is key too, that we need to stay so close to him that we know what he's saying. We need to hear his voice. So not only do we have scripture, but we have the Holy Spirit, right? They were yet waiting for the Holy Spirit to be endowed with the power, but now we are. You are endowed with power. I am endowed with power. We can hear his voice. And this is important as we navigate through this, to open our understanding and even asking the Holy Spirit to open our understanding as we navigate these times and in this hour and in several different things. You know, John and I went to eat real quick before I came here. And just to get a bowl of soup, you know, it's so cold outside over here. And so there was something on the newsflash and he was seeing it. I think it was something with Ukraine and he was talking about it and he was making some comments about it. And I was saying, well, how do you know that? What's this? What's that? I was like inquiring a little bit more. And he was, you know, finding some things out, what I was asking, like as we were sitting there on his phone. And he said, if this is true, he said, we are a lot closer than we think we are. And I said, no, I agree with you, you know. So he said, we're a lot closer to seeing the Antichrist appear. This is what he said. And he doesn't track all this. He gets sound bites for me, and he listens to like prophecy news every day, biblical prophecy news and how they connect it. And I've mentioned that here before, like usually every day at lunch, sometimes at night. So obviously he came home and he's listening to that now. But so just putting the pieces together, right? Opening our understanding to see this is a global thing. This is a global event. Okay. And so I was reading today. So those are the things I just want to encourage you with. Read Luke 24. You can meditate on that. Read that before the Lord. Prayerfully read it before the Lord. Ask the Lord what he wants to show you. You know, I would just be praying, breaking bread with him. And when we do, ask him to open our eyes to his ways that we might see him. And then also the words that he's spoken in scripture, open our understanding and what he's speaking to you even now. So Hebrews 3 talks about, you know, being faithful, and starts at verse 7 where it talks about today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, right? And then it says down in verse 12, it says, beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Let me read that again. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you, oh, wow, so he is talking to the body of Christ, lest there be in any of you, he's talking to the brethren, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Yeah, so that is the apostasy, right? Right there, but exhort one another daily while it is called. So I was reading some stuff today in part of the two fold to that, to wrap up the Hebrews 13 through 14 there that I read, or 12 through 14, is that, again, just reiterating, hearing his voice, like in Luke 24, listening to him, we're empowered with the Holy Spirit, and to stay in faith, okay, and not to depart from him, not to abandon or renounce our faith, okay, no matter what happens, whatever trial, tribulation, persecution, or unbelief. It's saying, actually, it's talking about, right, it connected, that verse was connected to unbelief, okay. So I want to say that to say I was reading some different, mainly talking about missions, but the errors, the different, like the first error, second error, ERA, and the third error of the missions, okay, starting way back in like the 18th century in England, started the evangelical awakening. That was in the first era that happened. Okay, so, and that was like Wesley, Wilberforce, and Carey all inspired the evangelical awakening, for those of you that follow that type of thing. And and then moving on to the second one, but I was noticing something in these eras as I was reading them. Let me see, some commonality between the three of them was this. So there were people who, so in the first evangelical one, they were very educated, right? And there were some people from Cambridge came about, and even very educational and prominently wealthy, because they went to Cambridge, and then they were like self-sustained missionaries, right? These kids in college, there were seven of them from Cambridge who went to the mission field and did incredible things. Innumerable amount of people came to the Lord. One of them ended up taking over, somebody was a successor of one of the other one big name people, Hudson maybe. And so, but what I noticed was there were small groups of people. They always prayed. Okay, they were faithful to pray, all of them. And some of them were very small groups. Some of them were groups of four, groups of seven, groups of five, and did these astonishing things that they were faithful with little, and God opened up doors for them to be faithful with much. But what happened during those eras, because it was not only a church mission, which was, you know, having salvation for people, they did kingdom missions, which is out the things outside of the church. So there were social reforms happening, and that some of the people that were wealthy, like they knew other people in businesses, or they had presidents praying for them at different events, and they were using their influence and any type of whatever they had in order to affect the whole community, the whole culture, and do and through society and do these reforms and stuff. So we can see even things that have been talked about here, how the families that Randy has brought up could have set themselves in the influence to do such a manner, but not for Christ's namesake, okay? So what happened during some of these things is there were struggles and opposition and transformation. So there was not only really good things that happened, but then there were like weird things that kind of crept in as well. And so for different reasons, you know, because people second awakening and the first awakening, there was a lot of creativity, and there was good and not so good. Okay, so both of them take place. So what was established during one of them is that Kingdom Missions was the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventist Church were two movements that were unsettling, okay, to this awakening. Okay, and so they crept in, okay, and they, so now for whatever reason, okay, one, we know the enemy always wants to stop anything that's pure and of God, and then, you know, some people just want to make a name for themselves, they want to jump on board for whatever various reasons there, you know, self-ambition, who knows, you know, could be various reasons. Well, those two things were unsettling, but they crept in right in the middle of this really profound awakening that God was doing during this time. And so I was paralleling that to what, you know, trying to imagine, if you will, I'm sure you do at times, what it's going to look like, what I know I have in Scripture and what it possibly could look like, right? That's what the two disciples that he met with on Emmaus were, right? They were trying to, navigate and resolve those two things, right? And so I was thinking, if it's true that through this really great thing that happens, this really, you know, crappy things unfold and come in the midst of it to try to dismantle and disengage what God is doing and to draw people, why it would make sense that a great apostasy would happen. If we still see during this awakening time where the Mormons and the Seventh Day of Advent snuck in, if you will, although it wasn't just, it was completely unsettling to the masses what was happening in that particular time. And we know that history repeats itself, so it's explainable to me. I mean, to me, that makes a plausible explanation of how apostasy could happen during our time in the end times. So again, let me read that again. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Well, that is the but. Exhort, let me see this, encourage one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we thank you, Lord, that we're partakers of you in Christ, Lord, that you began a good work in us and you are faithful to complete it, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and you just rely, Lord, and have confidence in your steadfastness to the end, Father God. We want to hear your voice, Lord. We do not want to harden our hearts, Father God, if there's any place, Lord, of unbelief, Lord, that truly resides in such a way that is evil, as your word says, Father, that could compromise departing from you. God, I can't even imagine that, Lord. But if it's so, Father God, we ask that you would cleanse that and wash that, regenerate it, renew it, Father. We ask for the protection of your people, Lord, all those that call upon your name. God, let them be saved, Father God, and set secure, Lord. And I know it's probably not talking to anyone here, but what if it was your close friend? What if it was a family member and it drew like the very difficulty of seeing that happen to a loved one or a cherished one or someone in your congregation, and how many that could pull away, you know, or people of the faith, you know, your house church, how many that could just pull away. So Father, we thank you for the preservation of our faith before you, God, and we thank you for gathering with us, Lord. We invite you, God. We want to recognize you when you are coming alongside of us, God. So we thank you, Lord, in places where we lack the understanding, God, wherever we might be, Lord, that we just acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is our advocate and says that he comes alongside of us, Lord, and we ask him to open our eyes to see, Lord, and to grant us and open our understanding, God, that we might have your wisdom in those places, Lord, to know how to respond, to know how to comprehend, God, in ways in which activate our faith, Lord, as we respond in faith and sow in faith as well, God. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me see here for 1 second. Okay, we're going to get ready to, open the phone line. Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. Okay, let's go to our first caller here. Thank you for being patient. 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Evelyn Clark from Texas.
Evelyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good. Glad you could join us this evening.
Yeah, I enjoyed your teaching. I enjoyed your teaching in the book of Acts. I mean, I'm sorry, in the book of Luke.
Yeah, no, it practically is Acts, though. You're right.
But you
it's say
it corresponds parallel with the book of Acts.
Right, yeah, because Luke wrote Acts. So, and actually,
yeah.
Luke wrote the book. Luke was writing the book of Acts. If you read Acts 1, he was writing that to convince Theophilus, however his name is, that actually the things that happened were true. And so he was setting up, so it was almost like a part two, but it was, I mean, I don't know why they separated them, but they did, I'm sure for a good reason.
Yeah.
But,
I enjoyed that.
Oh, well, thank you. Praise God for his word. Yeah, it's opening up my understanding and my eyes to, but ways and the times as well from the book of Acts. So,
yeah.
I'm going to get a drink of water and pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn. I'm just going to mute you for 1 second. And I pray for you. And then I'll come back on and open your line. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we just lift her up to you, God, in your kingdom, Lord. And your kingdom ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for opening a way for her, Father, opening up avenues, God. And they're like avenues, except they're in the sky. He's opening up ways to you, and they're different, like, I don't know if those pathways, but they're actually, I see them in the sky. So I don't know if, okay, so let me just keep praying. So, Father, I thank you for that, Lord, for these pathways that you're opening and the ways that you're opening up to Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her faith, God, just for the sustaining faith, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, God, Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you are high and lifted up, God. Even your word, even if it was prophesied, that Jesus would be high and lifted up, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So so your feet are very grounded. You're very grounded, so on earth as it is in heaven, and there's access to pathways in heaven, even while your feet are very grounded on earth, that, and it certainly is activated by your faith, and always grace. Anytime God opens things up to us, his grace is on that. However he's gifted us and utilized us to serve one another, definitely his grace is on that, right? So, but your faith is definitely activated, and there's certain pathways in the heavenlies. You know where it says we're already seated in heavenly places. Well, I see you have these pathways, and finding the Lord, and just I'm not even sure. I don't see where they lead to and what the connection is. You probably know, but there's different pathways that give you access to the things of the Lord, that give you access to the things of heaven. And they are opened up to you. There are pathways for you. Again, feet very grounded, unmoving, unshakable. But your faith, man, just reaching up to heaven and, traveling through the pathways to receive from heaven. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for that, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be so. Lord, let her allow her, God, to the things that she experiences with you and from heaven, God, to be established on earth as it is in heaven, God. We thank you for that, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she looses things on earth as they are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, God, that she let her loose those things on earth as it is in heaven, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, yeah, there's definitely an activation for loosing those things on earth. So I don't know if you ever pray with people, you know, like, hey, if somebody needs to forgive someone or whatever, you know, so that's the binding part, right? So they, once they forgive, so once we unravel and someone forgives or whatever it is where something was bound and we help them no longer is that bound anymore, they release it. Then we should, as God's people, to bless, because this is what God gave everything. He gives us access to all things, right, that pertain to holiness and godliness, right? And so we should bless and loose the blessing upon the people once they have released themselves from anything that was bound on earth, that they would be, it would be loosed from heaven so that they can be nurtured and washed and cleansed and renewed and just a Holy Spirit refreshing on their lives and encourage them, right? Just like we were saying, right? Just wash over those places of any unbelief and doubt, and that they would continue to be established and nourished and built up in Christ. So, which is incredible, because when we begin to loose things, you know, as the Lord wants to, because once we start to act, you know, as we activate and we come alongside of the Lord and just start speaking it or blessing it or whatever is on our heart, he just begins to pour out more and more and more. And it's just incredible how people's hearts, like, it's just like billowing and billowing of washing, wave after wave after wave, right? And even the deep things of the Lord can wash over them. And to heal them, and not only cleanse them from that, but heal them, and helping them to recognize the things that are loosed from heaven, even, you know, what they have access to. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. The things that they even have access to while they're on earth. So praise God for that. Wow.
Amen. I received that. I do pray with a lot of people, you know, but you gave me something, to really speak into their life, you know, like what, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, you know, so I'll be, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, that's definitely the wisdom of the Lord. And his heart for his people. And I think even now, even more so now, people need that. And it's a good reminder to me, too, because I pray with people sometimes, and just always going back to the very nature of the Lord, you know, with the keys of heaven.
Amen.
Unlocking. Yeah. So praise God. So how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I want, if you wouldn't mind praying for this this young lady's children. I also want to tell you a dream that I had last night. So,
let me pray for the gal first, and then tell me your dream, okay?
This young lady's on hospice, and she's only 50 some years old. She developed cancer. She was in remission, and it came back. So it's, you know, all over her body, her brain, everything, and her tears is really having a hard time, you know. So I've been praying with, you know, for the kids and what have you, you know. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind praying for them also. You wouldn't know, one for the 1,000, two for 10,000. Everybody on the line agrees.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And what is your friend's name? Are you able to say?
Oh, her name is Tess. Yes, I know she don't mind. T-E-S-S.
Okay, very good. Okay, let me pray for her. Father God, we just pray for Tess this evening. God, we just lift her up to you. God, we thank you for your compassion and your mercies, God, that you have over her life, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you divinely intervene, Father, in her life, Lord, and that you would release her from this cancer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, whatever's opposing the work of the Holy Spirit, obstructing the kingdom of God, Father, release her from that, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty and a powerful work, God. We ask, Lord, humbly, God, we're making humble pleas before you, in agreement with all the saints, Father God, for her restoration, God, for her recovery, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and for the sake of her children, God, hear the cry of her children, Father God, and have your heart move with compassion, God, to sustain her, to restore her, God. In Jesus' name, be her portion and her all in all, Father God. We ask for the light of life to be upon her, Father God, and to move in a mighty way, God. Begin, God, eradicating those cells, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, and we pray believing and asking in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. And we just believe in hallelujah in Jesus' name. Well, I had this dream last night, and this was really a crazy dream. I was like at a fountain. It was some old people in the area. I only recognized one person, and it's my son-in-law. So I went to this fountain to get some water. It was like a fountain, like they have like champagne coming everywhere, but it was water. So I stuck my glass under there. The water started coming from the top. It started coming from the bottom, and this water just started getting all over the floor. So then I woke up. This is crazy.
Did you ever? So you were just trying to fill your cup, and it was overflowing everywhere.
I was trying to fill my cup, and my cup was being filled up, and at the same time, there were water sprouts all over this water fountain. I never seen a water fountain like that. And as I put my cup under there, water started coming from all the other sprouts all over the floor and everything.
Mhm. And then did you say it was your son-in-law or your brother-in-law?
My son-in-law. He was the only person that I recognized, but it was other people there. So he was sitting down watching me.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. So, and he was, is he a believer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's saved.
Okay.
Oh, yes, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Well,
that
I mean, the definite. Yeah. Let me pull out this thing for a fountain just to see if there's a, but, I mean, I like, as you probably know, all of the positive connotation in that. And even your son-in-law watching you as a believer. Watching your cup overflow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a song out right now when you were saying that. I don't know if you heard it. It's a newer song, and It's called like Fill My Cup or something like that.
I've heard that anyway. Song. I sure have.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, anyway. Okay, let me see. Okay, it says, fountain springing up from a deep internal source, the fountain of life, indicates the renewing of a human spirit by the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Wow.
Spiritual wisdom or wellspring. So, okay, source of dream. A beginning point or origin of a matter, reservoir or chamber releasing great supply, resources to siphon as required, deep calling to deep, blessings, life, growth, opening of a gate, refreshing, and wisdom. But a lot of times in scripture, like Proverbs 8 or 9, talks about wisdom. They're actually talking about the Holy Spirit. They're saying her. They're talking about the Holy Spirit. So, so yeah, those are all very good.
Oh,
so that's cool.
Proverbs 8 and 9, you say?
Yeah, I think those are the ones. Let me see. This one here, let me just look up one of these verses.
Okay.
Let me just look up one of the ones. Psalm 36. Psalm 36:9, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light." Oh, I like that.
Oh, wow.
So 36:9.
Okay.
And then, yeah. Yep, there you go.
Amen, 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall they see light. Shall we see light?
Yeah,
amen.
I like that.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much. I thought that was a really weird dream, but I see it's not all that weird.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining
God
us.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much. You be blessed in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 205-531, I believe this is Julia May. Good evening. Julia May, she went to go get something out of the oven, I bet. She might be in the other room. I'm going to give her just a few minutes because she's waited patiently. Oh, sorry. Hey, Julia May, I don't know if you can hear me. This got me on mute. I might have to come back. Okay, let me come back. I'll come back to Julia May. Okay, 910-709. I believe this is Sylvia.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sylvia. Let me just mute your phone for a second, because I can hear a lot of background. Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Lord. We just lift her up to you, God. We thank you for your kingdom of grace and your kingdom of wisdom, God, and your kingdom of foresight. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for just opening up her eyes to see, even at a great distance, and just seeing and, like, I don't know if it's evaluating or discerning, but being able, it's more than discerning because you're taking in more than that. Like, it's a, I just feel like you're taking in more, like there's knowledge, there's, you're taking in more than just discerning from a great distance. So it's more than that on that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for that sight to see in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Even those things, Father God, that she needs to call in, God, that she sees from a distance and that are on the horizon, that she called them into being, God, that she sees them, God, and calls them into being as you would desire them to be, Father God. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Jesus' name, and just praying into the things that you're seeing with the understanding and the knowledge and the discernment that you're being given to call those things into being. I know it's saying those things that we don't see, but maybe you don't see it in its fullness yet, but there's enough for you to see to call it into, to call it into the forefront and to be before you. So I thank you for that, God. I thank you, Lord, for just even using her prayers to expedite those things to come forth, Father. We thank you for that, God, just that, like that calling and drawing on her voice and intercession, God, and calling those things into place as they would be in Jesus' name. Wow, that's cool. Okay, let me go back. There we go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Let me see. I know there's a verse on that. I don't know where that's at. Okay, that's okay. Wow, so that's cool.
Yes, it is. Amen. Amen. I was wondering if you could pray for my brother. He just started dying. Dialysis, and he's waiting for a kidney, and I was wondering if you could pray for him tonight.
Sure. Is he in dialysis right now, or is he?
Yes, he just started maybe like 2 weeks ago, and he goes 3 days a week, and
okay.
At first he, you know, was lacking energy, but he's doing a little better now.
Okay, yeah. Well, one time there was a woman I talked to that she was on dialysis for 13 years.
Yes, he's getting a little down because he says that they told him that it would take 5 years for them to get him a kidney. And so I believe that my other brother is going to give it to him. So I'm just praying that he will. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Father, we thank you. What is your brother's name?
Milton.
Milton?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure, too, because sometimes the pronunciation over the phone, the consonants get mixed up. Okay.
Yes.
So, Father, we thank you for Milton, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father, we just pray over the preservation of his kidneys, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this dialysis, God, would do nothing but benefit his body, God. We thank you for removing the toxins, God, and removing those elements, Lord. And we thank you for the preservation, Lord. We thank you for his blood. The life is in the blood, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for cleansing it and restoring it and renewing it, God. And we thank you, Father God, just for the protection of every procedure, every moment that he walks through dialysis, Father God, that you would be there, God. We ask for your anointing to be on it, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Even help him, Father, in what he eats and how he preserves his own nature, God, within his body and cooperating with the elements of food, Lord, to bless him, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, and call forth this kidney, God, and call forth his inheritance in his kidney, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for those who give sacrificially, Father God, and give their body organs, Father God, for another one, God, and just laying down their lives, Father, for a friend, Lord, and those that are being on the list, Lord, and how we know some are gained through other people's loss, Father. But we thank you, Lord, just for the gift of life and the importance to be life-giving and bearers of life, Father God, and the gift that we have and help our perspective to see that, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord, and just honor every process in which he's going through, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would use this to draw him closer to you and your understanding, Lord. And we thank you, Father, again, just for the preservation as he waits on the list, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, this is what I'm going to read over your brother. Here, you can give this verse to him. Romans 15:13, that says, now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye, take care. Okay, let me go back to Julia May, see if she's ready. Hey, Julia May, good evening. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Julia May, can you hear me? Okay, I might have to come back. Maybe Sylvia can text you to text me when you're ready. Okay, God bless you. I want to make sure I pray for you. So let's move here to 972-365. Miss Rhonda, good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Sister Deborah?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Last week I didn't get to share. You know, when you had brought up, you know, about witchcraft in the church, and of course I done forgot what I was going to say because that's over a week ago, but that's a good subject to actually speak on because it's bad today, you know, and the sad thing is, you know, some of these people feel like this stuff is right. You know, even people that you know have grown up in church. They're talking about energy. They're talking about wearing chakra beads, burning sage. And it's almost like a spirit of delusion because it's like, you know, even in our culture, the African-American culture, you know, they're even talking about praying to their ancestors. And, you know, profess and proclaim to love God, you know, and then it's like this stuff that's I don't know if it's called, I don't know what it's called because I don't want to say anything wrong, but I'm just saying people are being deceived at a strong rate. And like you was talking about apostasy, you know, a lot of people are turning away from the faith because they feel like what we have been taught is wrong. And I'm like, you know, we really have to, because you kept, you know, reiterating on that, studying the word of God. You know, even for ourselves, because you can even see today that there's leaders. And I feel like God haven't called these people. I feel like people have placed these people in these positions that they sometimes talking out the side of their neck and quoting scripture wrong or, you know, trying to explain scripture in other ways other than what the Word of God has already explained it. You have people that are questioning, you know, believing. Like me, I grew up in church. I might not have knew everything about Christ growing up, but it never caused me to question his word because I feel like God is who he say he is. But you have a lot of people today that is questioning the word of God, so they're going, looking into basically Google and Googling and stuff to try to find out the truth. So I thank you for sharing that because, like I said, even a lot of people in your family can be, because I was reading this book called Overcoming Witchcraft, and I think it's by Rick Joyner. And he was saying sometimes even in the church there's witchcraft. He said because a form of control, you know, he's saying sometimes people don't realize that they're doing that. They're trying to control you. So I just wanted to thank you for even bringing that up because I think a lot of times we sit in church and we, you know, don't want to talk about certain things because we feel like we just want to talk about all the time, you know, God is good, but God has also equipped us to learn about our enemy, and the enemy does. He used deception to come into the body of Christ, and if you see it today, it's ever. So I just wanted to share that. You know, thank you for bringing that up last week because what you expound on was really good, and I wanted to thank you for bringing that up. So that's what I wanted to share.
Well, thank you. Yeah, because I was wanting to hear what you wanted to share. So thank you. I'm glad that you called in, were able to share that. Because I was talking about how the church, the people back then, like the Pharisees and religious leaders and whatnot, intentionally tried to insert themselves into and disguise and deceive to become a Christian, so that they could tear things down from the inside out. And that is itself probably a form of witchcraft that is, that instigates that.
Yes.
But that we still have that today. Even when there's church growth and church
Amen.
Things, there's always the enemy. And you're right, we need to be taught, just like they are in the bank, what the counterfeit is, so that we can recognize what the genuine is. And it's sad to me when people choose things that are, it's almost like, you know, when you were talking about people, you know, choosing, you know, like crystals or using different things for different forces or different, like applying their faith to that. It's like almost like they have to have this tangible answer. It is almost a sense of, you know, they're not holding on to their faith in the Lord. Like they want it to look a certain way for them. And if God's not doing that, then they have to put their faith in something else, you know, and rely on that and say that's going to come through for them because it's more tangible for them, even though the enemy is making a fool of them and mocking them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. And what you just said was true. He's using people on the inside to discredit and to tear down the word of God. It's not outsiders. And I was just telling some friends the other night on the prayer line, I said, you can't even be mad at the atheists because at least they come out and let you know how they think, how they feel. But the people that hide behind saying that they're born again or saying that they're a Christian, but then they're dibbling and dabbling in all of this other stuff. It's like they're almost, like you said, counterfeit. They're saying one thing and they're living another. And it's like, you know, the atheists are straight up front. They're going to tell you how they feel, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But what's dangerous is people that say, you know, or sit up and read the Bible, but then turn around and dissect it or take the word and take it out of content and just start saying all of this silly stuff. So that's what I wanted to thank you for sharing that because, like you said earlier, and I think even Corman came on with Randy last night and she was just saying, you know, time is winding down. And sometimes people don't want to accept that. They don't want to hear that. But at the end of the day, time is winding down. And that's why I feel like God allowed COVID to come into the earth when it did. I ain't saying God did it, but he allowed it. Because the church has became too comfortable, and we have been so caught up in doing all of this other stuff instead of teaching about the second coming of Christ or informing people or warning people about the second coming of Christ. And I think we got too comfortable in that place of not really, you know, wanting to speak about that because we want everybody to feel good. We want everybody to, but at the end of the day, the Word of God says the truth hurts, but it makes us free. And I'm just grateful for the things that God has shown me to be able to share with my family and to be able to share with people around me and even the people that he's brought into my life like you and people on PGN that speak forth the truth and don't sugarcoat things because this is the times we're living in. You know, a lot of people that have been in the faith are renouncing their faith and they're following all of this other stuff. You know, you got born-again believers going watching this demonic witchcraft stuff, satanic stuff in the movies and then, you know, trying to justify it. But I don't want to take up any more time. I just wanted to share that, and I would like prayer if you have time, but I just wanted to share that and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank God for you and your faithfulness and your obedience to just come on and just share the Word of God and just, you know, love on us. You love on us like we're your children or we're your sisters and brothers in Christ. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for just being sincere and kind.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And I just want to say I do appreciate that. I absolutely have time to pray for you, and I want to pray for you. I just want to say one other note on even just bringing up the Great Awakening, just so people know this, like even what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, even though it's not in our nation and it's not in our country, and some people think, oh, just maybe if we get bombed or they use nuclear warfare, like that's where our threat is. Like, yes, that would be a devastating and profoundly sad threat. It would be. Yes, I agree. However, if that doesn't happen, we are still affected. And I think that's where the part where we don't really see, even with the Great Awakening, like the war, how it happened, it's a global effect. The Great Awakening was globally. We want to see such a big move of God like that. It affects every nation. It's global. It happens globally. So what is happening and the other nations do affect us, irregardless if nuclear weapons are ever used or not. It's all a domino effect, and it's precisely if we want to see exactly how that is affected, we can look at the pandemic, just like you're saying. So that's where the eye opening is that globally we are one huge big community. We are one big huge community, even globally. And the Word of God, He's governed the nations. He governs the nations, and he rules and reigns. And so we just need to rest in that. So, Father, we thank you for Rhonda, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just bring her before your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Lord, I just see you as like this happy puppy, you know, like that wags its tail in the presence of the Lord and just happy and faithful in this friendship, but then also this mighty roar of a lion that comes forth from the depths of your soul to, you know, to just bring it forth, the authority of God in the land, the authority of God in prayer and in your voice to shake things into place, you know, where a lion just, it brings that shaking and it puts things into place. The authority does. So I thank you, Father God, Lord, just for her place and her reign, Lord, and an alignment that you have her for such a time as this and for the kingdom work, God, and kingdom missions even, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, there's even people, I believe, that are hearing the sound of my voice that you have social reform on your heart and just different movements coming forth and begin triggering the things of the Holy Spirit for this nation and for this land and for the people. So the things that you're dreaming, the things that are in your heart, they're not out of reach. They're not too big for the Lord. They started somewhere, just like I was talking about, 4 people, 7 people praying and seeking the Lord faithfully. And he unfolds those things. Those people are faithful. Some people in the student, there was a student global thing. They were simply volunteers. All these people did was volunteer, and they changed the nation and globally and just made history. Lord, so we thank you, God, for what you're doing for the people, God. May they not set those things aside, Lord, when their hearts are burning within them, when your heart is burning within you, Rhonda, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they break bread with you and you open their eyes, God, to see further in what you're doing and what you're speaking into, God, in Jesus' name. And the Lord is so good. You know, when we say yes to him, sometimes even we think we might be saying, we'll say yes to him on the basis of the understanding and the knowledge of what we have that's before us. And then, you know, you get so far into it and it's like, oh my God, I didn't know I was saying yes to this, you know, just like bigger than you would have asked or thought or imagined. But he does that to preserve us, to show us we can depend on him, that he is faithful in it, that he chose us for that assignment and aligned us and opened that door, that we crossed the threshold where we crossed, because he is faithful and just, and he wants to use us in those ways that are bigger and outside of what we can imagine or have seen or known or experienced in the past. So praise God for that. Oh, I think I did the opposite. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. There you go.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank
amen.
You so much. And also, you say you walk and pray over your community. I've been doing that for months now, and I just want to encourage everybody else. I know it's cold, but if you can, get out there and walk and pray over your community, because God used our obedience to help destroy, you know, the works of the enemy, and also to just release blessings over our neighborhood and community and even over our region. So I wanted to share that also. But thank you, and God bless you, and good night.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, praise God. Let's go back up here and see it. 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May? Oh, there. Okay, good. I'm glad we got you. Praise God. I was saying, I think Julia May's getting something out of the oven.
Yeah. I fell asleep. I woke up. I said, oh, Lord.
That's okay. That's I need cool. to come back to you. Yeah, I need to come
okay.
back. So that's good. Yeah. Mm. Well, so, Father, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Julia May, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So I was just seeing like this jewel being placed in this setting. Very, very beautiful, like a stone being placed in a setting on your behalf. So I thank you, Father God, for that. I'm not sure what that is, the significance of that jewel. I might be able to look that in my book. So I thank you, God, for what you're setting in place, because I'm seeing it, setting it, and he's taking the jewel or the stone and setting it into place. So he's setting something into place. So let me look up jewel, because this will just be interesting to see. This has me curious in the spirit. So we thank you, Father, for what you're setting in place for Julia May, God. We thank you for the beauty and the brilliance, God, of all that you do, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you are precise and there's precision in it, God. And we thank you, Lord, what you set in place, God, that, you know, no man can trample on it or remove it, God, that it's set in place by you, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's see. So jewel denotes spiritual gifts, treasures, inheritance, rank, pleasure and riches, the people of God, anointing, and memorials that are consecrated to God. And that one, when I say that one, there's something on that. That's where I feel like there's something special there. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your anointings and for your anointings, God, that you're consecrating. Yeah, he's definitely consecrating. That setting into place as he's consecrating it unto you. So we thank you for that, Father God. And it's a really pretty blue. It's like almost like a, I don't know if you'd call it an ice blue, but like a light blue, iced blue, maybe something of that nature. or color. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for setting that into place, God. We thank you, Lord, for every gift, every treasure, Lord, every spiritual wisdom and inheritance that she has that belongs to her, Father God. We thank you, God, for every anointing that you have on the gift and the placement of her inheritance. That is hers, Father God. In Jesus' name, let it come to the forefront, Father God, and let her see it. Let it be seen and let it be known for your glory and your honor, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Oh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Wow, that's cool. Yeah, because really what I see is I pretty much see the whole picture is just this ring with the setting. So there's nothing else there. Like a lot of times when I pray, as you guys hear me pray, like praying that you're at the altar, so I just see a shadow of the person standing there, and then like this activity happening around the altar or whatever I'm describing, but yours was just right in front of me, and right in front of me at the forefront was this stone, this jewel being set into the setting of the ring. So that's what I see. So something coming to the forefront, coming into the picture and being seen. Yeah, so praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, hey, do you have any prayer requests?
No, just continue, pray for my coworkers. She's, still alert, but she still got a way to go. But we thank God she didn't woke up and everything. And Joe's doing fine, so, continue praying. Can you give God praise? Well, yeah.
Okay. So is your coworker's name Tammy? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Lord, we continue to pray for Tammy, God. We thank you that you are the Lord, as I believe it's Exodus 15:26, maybe the Lord says, you are the Lord that healeth thee, Lord. So we thank you that you are Lord over Tammy. Mm-hmm. You are Lord over her mind, her every system, God, that she has in her brain, in her spine, in her stomach, God. We thank you. In her back, God. We thank you, Lord, that you would touch that and heal and restore, God, that you would set those functioning things in order, God, by your power. God, that you would regenerate it by your power and reset it by your doing, Father God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Lord that healeth thee, God. So release your healing word to her and your healing presence. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes.
Amen. Oh, God bless
her.
Okay.
Okay,
God bless you. Thank you. Tell Jennifer we said hi. God bless her.
Okay. That's her in the background talking. Okay. Then. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's move to our next caller, 817-386. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Good evening. Welcome to PGN. You are live. Okay. Okay. Well, let me come back to that caller. Hello, 817-386. Okay. Let me come back. They might have just stepped away from their phone for a minute. 323-572, good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from? Okay, good evening. 223-572, good evening. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hi there. I knew my microphone worked. I was like, what is going on? Okay, so thank you. Praise God. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up, Lord, before your throne and at your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. I see the Lord just covering your mind with like this dome type of thing. It's a preservation. There's like water in it. It's a little bit like sci-fi looking, if you will, but I suppose that's what heavenly things look like. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, just for covering her. So it's kind of like there's a cloud in it, which is telling me the presence of the Lord is there, the presence of the Lord is covering your mind, but also like this dome thing. I don't know if it's capturing something, it's capturing the presence of the Lord or preserving just the nature of it and covering your mind. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And this, like this movement is happening as well, saying it's active. It's active. The presence is active. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for your work, Lord. You're so precious, Lord, and how you preserve things, God, and how you care for your children, Lord, and for your daughter, God, to preserve what you've imparted and instilled upon her, Father God. I thank you for that, God. It's such a wonderful character and nature to see how he cares. You know, while he gives us the armor of God, he's yet still imparting to you and preserving in a different measure. So I thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, just for the things that you carry in your presence, Lord, let those be imparted into her mind as well, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You know, I've said this here before, but when we are in, like, worship and, you know, we've been in worship for a while, so we're, like, stepping into the place and stepping into his presence, we can, you know, so as we're, like, changing that atmosphere, but we're actually going up higher, we can sense, like we become, like, we can sense his presence and the very nature of who he is and what he carries in his presence, right? So we can begin to have like this wisdom, this incredible peace, this incredible, like maybe words of knowledge, you know? And so it's a different realm, like altogether we step into that. And so I'm saying that to say when his presence is with you, sometimes you you can know that his presence is there by what's being activated in your mind in the same measure. So, you know, like you could be driving or whatever, you know, but all of a sudden you have this word of knowledge or this, it's because his presence is with you. And it's just, you know, his, the hand of the Lord fell upon you. His presence is with you, you know, while you're taking a test for work or you're working on a project for work or whatever it might be, you know, you just have that word of knowledge and that word of wisdom. His presence is with you, touching your mind, you know, and, you know, bringing you into his character. So even when we have that, we can know in that his presence is with us, even though it might not seem the same as when we are fully engaged in worship or activated in those areas, but that's one how we can know. And then another too is that sometimes the enemy can bring things for the prince of this air, right? He can try to trip us up and cause our things to be fragmented with his nature, with his character, with his, you know, chaos and disruptions of spirits and, you know, whatnot. I mean, then, and that's just to define it clearly of the opposites. So just to show you when he does speak to you, and whatever this preservation that he has, like, over your mind with his presence. So the very nature, what I'm trying to say, but maybe lacking in the way that I'm saying it, is that this very nature of, like, taking in, like, you're being covered. When you have that awareness of, hey, that's the Spirit of God is speaking to me about this, or he just opened up my eyes for wisdom over regarding this person, or like knowledge regarding this person spiritually, where they're at, like the presence of the Lord is just covering you. He is with you. And he's giving, you know, and dropping in those things in your mind. And I was also telling my husband today, like we were talking about something while we were driving, and I was talking about words of wisdom, and sometimes that very thing, like I can see the nature spiritually of what's happening with the person, but the Lord knows in my natural heart and my natural mind, I don't want to judge that person, and I would never use that information against them. Or like I said, I can still love them and I can still be kind to them, even though I can see what's happening. Do you know what I mean? Like I can discern a little bit of what's happening, but then also moving into a place to help them, you know, and whether I'm praying in the same room or the same place with them or before we meet or afterwards, and then hearing them and the testimony, it changes, you know. So when the Lord trusts us, is what I'm saying, he trusts our character to give us the depth of knowledge that it's for, you know, that we're going to steward that before the Lord and do that well. So, and whatever level that could be, even in the workplace, you know, or ministry, whatever that looks like for people. So anyway, praise God. I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense. It does. Wow.
It means a lot because I know that I struggle a lot with, like, my mental health and things of that nature. And I know that I have, a prophetic gifting. So a lot of the times I feel like the enemy tries to, like, cloud my mind. So the fact that you saw that to begin with, like, a dome, that's, like, something I've been praying for, like, God to really just capture my thoughts and things of that nature. So.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, that just came so, and it's so precious to me. I mean, when I was talking about his character, because he gives us the, you know, in Ephesians, he gives us the elements of our warfare, the helmet of salvation, but it's like he's placed this extra care and over your mind. You know what I mean? Like he was just instilling this extra care to capture his presence and to capture his, you know,
wow,
to preserve. And yeah, it's just really beautiful. It's just, yeah, the care and the nature of it all. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Prayer for one thing. I don't know if this kind of goes into part with what you were saying, but lately, God has been giving me, like, I'm already, like, a dreamer, and I've been having dreams for, like, years, but the thing is, like, when I've had dreams before, they have been very much, like, I guess just, like, an actual, like, I would see things, and they would, like, just come to pass, like, exactly how it was in my dreams, but now they're more or less, like, symbolic, I guess you would say. It's just a lot of symbols in them, and it's hard for me to, like, interpret, because, like, I know for the most part when God gives me a dream versus when it's myself versus when it's the enemy, because, like, with God dreams, like, even if it doesn't make sense to me or if it's, like, a warning, I'll still be, like, at peace about it, if that makes sense. But lately I haven't been able to really interpret that. So I want, I guess, extra prayer for God to be able to, like, help me with that.
Okay. Well, I think, yes, I'm happy to pray with you about that. And I think it's wonderful that you already can discern what's of the Lord and what's not of the Lord. You know, I mean, that's awesome. That's half the battle right there. or even more than half the battle probably. So that's very cool. And then, and I sense the Lord is just growing you in this and wanting to teach you and take you in different places. And I think sometimes with the Lord speaks in symbols, while certainly he did it in the Jewish community, he was always doing things symbolically. And they, and that's how they taught. They taught by bringing people in, like, because they wanted them to experience it, right? So if I said, hey, Jayla, are you available to eat dinner on Saturday night? Like, I want you to come over. And I was raised Italian and Polish, and we're going to have both kinds of meals. Like, I'm going to make you this home-cooked meal, and I want to tell you about my heritage and my, right? So I'm bringing you into it, and so that you're going to experience it. You know, and I'm going to use the food so that you experience. And so he used symbols, symbolically he taught them and he brought them into things, and that there's a remembrance that comes with that. So it's like also a teaching tool. And it's also a way I've learned, like from being a Gentile, it's also a way of where the enemy doesn't understand that language, you know. Yeah, and so it's like the Lord's like, hey, I'm speaking to you, and you're going to decode this, and then you're going to have the understanding, and you can pray, and then you, and then when you release it, you know what I mean? Like it's like, you know, it's like you punching the enemy in the face or going for the juggler, you know. So let's pray, because the Lord will lead you, because that's kind of how it started with me too, but not the dreams like you're talking about, but the symbolic part. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jayla. We thank you for what you're doing, God, and we thank you for how you're covering and preserving her mind with your presence, Lord. And I don't know if that is specifically in dreams, God, but we thank you for bringing that forth, Lord, and honoring it, God, that she's honoring you to honor your word, Father, and to honor her dreams, God. So we ask, Lord, that you bring about these, for her to discern and to interpret symbolically what you're speaking to her in these measures and in these manners of her dreams, Father. We thank you, Lord, just for the personal relationship that you have with her, what you're personally revealing to her, God, and how it will unfold in her life, God, and even spiritually, Lord, if it's just to intercede or whatever it might be, Father God, or help people to be built up and bring them to the next level or breakthrough, whatever measure it might be, Father God, we thank you for equipping her, God, and empowering her with your spirit, Lord, and we ask that you, Lord, as she's trusting in you, God, and obviously acknowledging you in all of her ways, Lord, that you direct her steps and her path, God, in learning this. And we trust you with it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you
That's beautiful. You're welcome. That's beautiful. Well, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you again.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, this call here. So 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Let me pray for you. So Father, I'm going to mute you for 1 second and then I'll come back. Father, we thank you for Nicole in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and just bring her before your kingdom, Lord, and before your throne, Father. We thank you for your nature, your kingdom character, God, in the name of Jesus. And I see you taking one big, huge, giant step, you know, as kingdom character, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, just one big, giant step, you know, for, I don't know if it's for humanity, like taking the step for humanity, but for the kingdom character, you know, that you will offer to humanity, you know, because it's twofold there. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord, and Jesus' name. And I'm just saying that taking this giant step, like, you know, like when you were a kid and they would take, like, hey, you take a step, take a big step or whatever. And it's just like you're taking the biggest step as far as your leg can reach to. It's like you just like that heart of I want to take it all in and as far as I can go, as far as I can, you know, accomplish or achieve, or however I've been equipped to do so by the Holy Spirit, you want it to be done and you want it to be established. So we thank you, Father God, for the placement of each step, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and that you would just fill her, God, fill her with your fullness, Lord, because we know it pleases the Father, Lord, and you said that twice, Lord. You said it in Colossians and Ephesians, Lord, that you fill them to the fullness, Lord, because it pleases you. So we thank you, Lord, each step she takes, God, for the kingdom purposes and kingdom humanity, Father God, let it be done unto her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive that word.
Very cool.
Yes, I received that word. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And do you have any prayer requests?
I would say prayer regarding relationships, just for God's guidance and relationships.
Okay, I'm going to close your line and pray for you and then move to the next caller. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
I'll pray for your prayer request. You're welcome. So, Father, we lift up Nicole. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for just your wisdom and your grace to be with her, Lord, that you truly would, Lord, guide her as she navigates through relationships, Lord. We know that can be tricky, Lord, just on many different levels, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for peace in her heart as well, Lord. And we thank you for just speaking with her and using her, Lord, for your glory, God. I thank you, Lord, that it wouldn't be anything necessarily controlling or anything, God, but we just thank you for just your preservation on what she wants to preserve in herself, Lord, and as well as how you're going to unite her and knit, being knit together and abounding with love, Lord, not only in the work of the kingdom, Lord, but personally as well, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, in these relationships, Lord, let them be fruitful and flourishing. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, caller 704-492. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi.
Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Dustin, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just come before your throne, God. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your care in Jesus' name. And so I'm seeing your steps like it's those steps. Those steps are, they're not like stairs. That's not what I mean. Just like the steps, some placements of your feet. Let me not call them stairs. They're not stairs, but the placements of your feet, some are higher, some are lower, and it's something with the ground. It has something to do with the ground. And it may be the the actual land that like why these discrepancies are coming, where it seems like you're taking ground and then you're not taking ground, and the places that where it was actually something I think on the land that's there. And I don't know if the Lord's having you you know, where it says that he wants to heal the land. I don't know if the Lord wants you to use you to heal the land, or just that placement. But I do know the Lord wants you to know it's not you. You're not doing anything that is causing to the discrepancy of where you're walking, where it feels like, hey, I'm taking ground here, and then it doesn't feel like I'm taking ground here, but it's all happening in the same place. Like you didn't do anything wrong, or you didn't not prepare yourself well enough or pray enough, anything like that. It literally has something to do with the land itself, you know, where it talks about the land speaks, and the land has history, and the land is kind of like a battery, you know. It takes in even, you know, there's things that defile the land, and not that you've defiled, it could be past and history and things that we're invited into those places, you know. So I would just be mindful of that. It really does have something to do with the land. It's coming from the ground and the land. So we thank you, God, for just watching us step, Lord. I think I don't know if it's Psalm 46, I think it might be, about where it says he causes our foot to not slip, fall, or stumble, that verse. So we thank you, God, for just preserving his steps, God, that he would reach the place that you caused him to reach in, God. And while he's in those places, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would teach him to pray over the land, Father God, that it might be healed, God. So we thank you, Lord, that his feet, Lord, are shed with peace and that have your gospel, Lord. And we thank you for using him in such a way, God, that can change the landscape. Like, is it called terraformation or something like that? But change the landscape even of where he walks, Lord. But preserve his step, God, that he would not slip, fall, or stumble. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. And do you have a prayer request?
No, thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Good to hear it from you. Take care.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Caller 870-415. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, caller 870-415. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Okay. Let me go back up here for a second to caller 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Hello, 323-572. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to? I'm sorry, tell me again.
I had my niece on the line. I think she's a little nervous.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Do you want me to pray for your niece?
Yes.
Her name's Olivia?
Her name is Aaliyah.
Okay, very nice. Thank you. And who am I speaking to? I know your voice is familiar, but I don't recognize the number.
This is Frida from Los Angeles.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me pray for Alina. Am I saying it right, or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Okay, got it. So, Father, we thank you for Aaliyah, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bless her before your throne, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for every accent and every emphasis that you make on her life, Lord. And in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for the beauty of it, God, that you just hand script and hand write, God, your accents and your beauty for her, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you even just maybe read Psalm 139 later, you know, just how he knows everything about. But there's certain like designs and creativity that he's like inscripting and emphasizing and accenting upon your life that are yours, Aaliyah, that belong to you in Jesus' name. And it's because the Lord gave them to you to be a light for him, to shine for him, and to display that you are distinct because of the Holy Spirit, because of what he has on your life for you. And it's to help others to draw to the Lord, to draw them to Christ, and not to bring you hardship or anything like that, but to be used for his glory. And it's his choosing and his likeliness, and it's his way of blessing you. And he blesses you with his honor and with his glory, and then you become a blessing and an honor unto those around you. And sometimes, you know, people don't always recognize that up front, but there is something very beautiful. It's like a like a kind of like a that handwriting that is kind of like that calligraphy type of thing. There's a special emphasis, you know, that they put on the words, a special accent. Or if you do monograms and the font that they choose is very special emphasis and a special accent on that. So I'm seeing that upon you, you know, that it's yours and it's from the Lord, that he's just hand scripted that and hand designed that. And I would have you read, you know, Psalm 139, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderful are his works in you, and they will be displayed through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And can I pray
God
for you?
Bless you? Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. Okay. Or if you have a prayer request, either one.
Just general prayer.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Frida, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know, the Lord says, he calls himself I am. I am. Okay. So, and we know that that is, he was revealing himself as the God, Yahweh. He is the God. And Yahweh, how he establishes himself in the center of the universe, which is, you know, the Middle East and Israel, is it's called the center of all civilization. And so he likes to center himself in certain things to establish his ways. And I see him doing that in your life as well. And I'm just centering himself and establishing himself there. And so we thank you for that. And I know, like, when he did that for the people, there's something about that as well for you, Frida, that is like for, it's like a community type of establishment in which he's doing. So it's something with the community. I'm not sure exactly all of that, but it's bigger than just the workplace or the, it's like a little bit bigger than that, something community oriented. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but that's what I'm seeing. So God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. So now we have our last caller here is 817-386. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Keisha, calling from Texas.
Okay, Keisha, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up, Lord, before your altar and before your throne, God. We thank you for your grace and your goodness, Lord, and your covering in the name of Jesus. And so I am seeing, like when I was saying that, I'm seeing these garments cover you that are like a white eyelet type of garment. So, Father, we thank you. And they are like more like a wrapping of a garment, so not like a garment you would go in our closet and pick up. Like these garments were being kind of like wrapped, like kind of a more of an ancient type of wrapping and covering. So we thank you, Father God, for Keisha, Lord, and what you're doing, Lord. And I don't know if I said they were white, but they are. So we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. And just the establishment of righteousness that's being placed upon her. You know, the Word of God talks about the fruits of the Spirit. And then there's the fruits of righteousness. And I think, you know, I didn't study that out too much, but when I first, you know, I don't know if there's a progression there in our, you know, because, well, he talks about even the garments, right, where he cleanses our garments, and then we get robes, and then we get a gown. So there's a progression there, and even that's three elements as well. But so the being clothed with the garments of righteousness, the, you know, that progression is being made. And I would look that up, the fruits of righteousness, and stepping into those things and you know, having those things like what produced through you, in you and through you. So we thank you, God, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And is there anything I can pray for you with real quick? Because since you're the last caller, I have just a couple minutes.
Well, you know, it was something how you were saying about the white garments, and that was just because sometimes, you know, wounds, you know, sometimes you can have wounds. And, you know, it made me think about the sometimes when you have wounds and they need to heal, and you wrap the garment around it so that it won't.
Oh.
And that's what my spirit has needed because sometimes people, you know, I'm like, God, I just need strength because sometimes people don't recognize that they can just wound you in ways that it's like, oh, my goodness, why do you have to talk like that? Why do you have to behave like that? And
yeah.
So that's what he knew exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Mentally, emotionally. And those, to me, just reminded me of the wounds, how you wrap the wounds with the garment and to protect them from continuously to get hurt or injured.
Wow, yeah, that's beautiful. That's good. That's really good. Wow, God bless you. So thank you, Lord, for doing your work, God, and just placing that balm and that healing, God, and your comfort, Lord, in those places, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting her there, Lord, that words, Lord, are healing. God, so send forth your word to heal her, God, to bring forth a healing, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And even love, you know, like even in love can be healing, you know, because when people speak love, right, and even ask for forgiveness or whatever, you know, but when they speak love, it's actually healing. It literally does something in our brain, in the front part of the cortex of our brain, that actually can bring forth healing and restoration to us. So, Lord, we thank you for sending forth your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for waiting patiently and joining
thank
us this evening. Okay.
Yes, thank you for coming back to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Good evening. God bless.